Well, in Elmont, New York, fans are preparing for the 147th annual Belmont Stakes, called the Test to the Champion. The race is the final leg of the Triple Crown. It comes after the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. American Pharoah has a shot at becoming only the 12th horse in history to sweep all three races, and the first since 1978 to do that, the Triple Crown. Claire Novak is an editor for the trade publication Blood Horse, and she's at Belmont Park right now. So, Claire, what does it feel like there?
You know, you always like to come to the Belmont Stakes with a Triple Crown on the line because there's so much hope in the air and expectation that this horse could finally be the one. You know, for somebody like me, I've been in this industry for 10 years, but in 1978, when the last Triple Crown was won, I hadn't quite been born yet. So I'm really hoping that at some point in my lifetime I might get to see one. And yeah. So every time we come here with a chance on the line, you can kind of feel it in the air, feel people, you know, chattering about the horse and the chances and the other horses who could upset it. And, you know, we're just all waiting to see if it can happen.
Well, tell us about American Pharoah. Why is he such a favorite?
You know, American Pharoah has been very impressive in his three-year-old campaign. He's done pretty much everything that's been asked of him. He's won on a dry track. He's won on a wet track. He's won by extremely large margins. He's won by a little bit shorter when he had to work a little bit harder, like in the Kentucky Derby. I think the thing that people like the most about this horse when they watch him go to the track or when they get to be around him in the barn, he's just very classy. He's very calm. He seems to conserve all of his energy for just training and running. He's very focused on those two things, but when he's in the barn, he's not trying to bite anyone or get really on edge or upset. He doesn't mind the cameras. He kind of likes to pose and look at them a little bit, and when he goes out there to run in the races, he loves his job, and he's really focused on doing that job.
Well, we love horses, and we also know people who love horse racing who are also concerned about horses. We've seen some pretty sad events at recent horse racing, and you know that, you know. Is there a sense that it's safer now because of some of those past accidents?
Well, you know, I've been covering horse racing, like I said, for the past 10 years, and, you know, every once in a while you do see a tragic accident, as you would in any other sport. You know, these are athletes. They're out there performing a high-stress job on their bodies, and accidents do happen, and sometimes they get hurt. But we have seen things like, you know, Big Brown, who had a chance to go for the Triple Crown, and he was pulled up in the Belmont, and that was his jockey protecting him and making sure that he was safe because he thought he felt something wrong, and it ended up there wasn't really a big issue. But the Belmont Stakes, especially with a Triple Crown on a line, is a race where anything can happen, and you see the most crazy upsets happen. Last year we saw California Chrome come in here, and he was training great leading into the race. He looked like he was just going to run away with it. I was drinking the Kool-Aid hardcore. I thought it was going to happen, and coming out of the gate, he took a bad step, and the horse next to him kind of came over and stepped on his foot a little bit. And even though he finished the race and he ran fourth, which is still pretty good, you know, it compromised his chances of winning the Triple Crown. So it's almost as if this Triple Crown, you know, it's kind of so legendary and hasn't been done for so long. It's one of the longest streaks in sports that something has not been done. And I don't know what it is about it, but it just is really, really hard in this particular race to be able to win.
Well, we'll see what happens. And Claire Novak will be front and center. She's online features editor for the trade publication Blood Horse. Thank you so much, Claire.
Thanks, Robin.
You're listening to Here and Now.